Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our Words of Wednesday Wisdom. Words of Wisdom Wednesday. A lot of W's in there. And so when we take a word, we just kind of expound on it a little bit. And there's so many great words in the Bible. I mean, we'll never expound all of them. But what we're going to do is take this one day a week. We try to find one word and try to find at least four or five scriptures about it. The Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the thing is established. So if you believe in something, you need to find three scriptures about it. If there are three scriptures on it, I think it's true. We can do that. So if I find four or five, that's even better. So I think five is the number of grace. So I always try to find at least five scriptures. So we're going to take the word admirable today. Now, this is a word, if you type it in, especially if you can do your word processing. Admirable is not in the Bible a lot. It's in there some, but not a lot. And so other words, you know, if you do the dictionary, the thesaurus, they give other words like commendable, praiseworthy. What's admirable? Well, it's commendable. We admire it. We commend it. And so these are some scriptures that'll kind of help explain that. So admirable, need to be admired. God likes you to be admired. God likes to be admired. God has four creatures around the throne that do nothing but cry, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty who was, this is to come." That's all they do is praise God. God, the Bible says God inhabits praise. God goes where he gets thanked, not where he gets cussed. God goes where he gets thanked. God inhabits our praise. He goes where he gets thanked. And so admirable is a great word. So this is our first scripture, Philippians 4, verse 8, New Living Translation, Philippians 4, 8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true. Fix your thoughts on what is honorable, what is right, what is pure, what is lovely, and fix your thoughts on what is admirable. Fix your thought. Is it admirable? Then fix your thoughts on that. Think about these things that are excellent and worthy of praise. What's an admirable thought? It's an excellent thought. It's worthy of praise. It's a good thought. Think good things. Don't think stupid things. The Bible says, you know, think on these things, not things. Those things trying to exalt self against the knowledge of God. Think these things. What is things? Think the word of God. That's why it's so good to get your kids to memorize a verse a day or a verse a week. Once a week would be huge. I got it down with my kids. I give them 3x5 cards. This is your verse for the week. Now, I wish you'd memorize the whole chapter this week, but it's just too much. You're choking on it. Let's start with a verse a week. So if you do that, that's 52 verses a year. That's more than most people read their entire life. So start. And what it does, the word of God creates its own hunger. It will create its own hunger. So do that. Okay, Colossians 1:10. This is how the amplified version. We're talking about being admirable. Colossians 1:10. So that you see that you walk in a manner worthy, the Lord displaying admirable character, moral courage, personal integrity, to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work. So I'm already getting real slow. This is amplified. Colossians 1:10. So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. Why is he giving these commands? You got to go back and read the first part of the first nine verses of Colossians 1. Why you want to do this? So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, displaying admirable character. I'm trying to display admirable. People admire it. People admire the way you think. People admire the way you act. People admire the way you act. People admire you. Why? Because it's righteous. And righteousness stands out in a world that's all messed up, in a world that's gone south. And so you want to do admirably. What is it? People admire the way you live. They admire the way you treat your spouse. They admire the way you treat your kids. They admire the way you work. They admire the way you keep your lawn mowed. They admire the way you keep your car clean. Admirable. It's just a great, great word. Proverbs 12:8. This is the New King James Version. A man will be commended according to his wisdom. Commended. Well, it's being admired. A man will be admired according to his wisdom. Man, old Billy Bob, he's a smart man. Well, that was a great thing he did. Well, that's smart that he did it. Man, wasn't that good? That was smart that he did that. You ever heard somebody say, man, that sure was smart that he did that. What, like he knew something nobody else knew. Well, he did. He knew the voice of God. You know, that's kind of what it is. So Luke 16, verse 8. Luke 16, verse 8, New King James Version. So the master commended the unjust steward. It's a parable that's a great story about a guy left his guy in charge, and so he's messed up, but he realizes his master's coming back. Man, he's doing some fast thinking. And so the master is admiring him. So the master commended the unjust steward because he had dealt shrewdly. For the sons of this world are more shrewd than the generation of the sons of light. Sons of light. You know, I tell people all the time, I tell my kids, it's a great book. Volume 2 is not coming out. God just hang with Volume 1. So you can go ahead and read it. So I like the New Living Translation because it's kind of like a greased banana peel. It flows really, really good. So Luke 16. This is the New Living Translation. This is the same verse. It's called the parable of a shrewd manager. Verse 1. Jesus told this story to his disciples. Jesus is telling the story. There was a certain rich man who had a manager handling his affairs. One day a report came that the manager was wasting his employer's money. So the employer called him in and said, "What's this I hear about you? Get reported in order because you're going to be fired. I've heard you're doing a sorry job for me. You're doing a bad job for me. So get your paperwork together because I'm going to fire you." He told him straight up. The manager thought to himself, "Whoa, now what? My boss has fired me. I don't have the strength to dig ditches. I'm too proud to beg. I know how to ensure that I'll get plenty of friends who will give me a home when I'm fired." So he invited each person who owed money to his employer to come and discuss the situation. He asked the first one, "How much money do you owe my boss?" The man replied, "I owe him 800 gallons of olive oil." So the manager said, "Take the bill. Quickly change it to 400 gallons of olive oil." He cut it in half. "How much do you owe my employer?" The guy said, "I owe him 1,000 bushels of wheat." Then he replied, "Here's what the manager said. Take the bill. Change it to 800 bushels of wheat." The rich man had to admire the dishonest rascal for being so shrewd. This is what the children of this world are more shrewd in their dealings than the world around them, and than they are the children of light. So here's the lesson. Use your worldly resources to benefit others and make friends. When your possessions are gone, they will welcome you to an eternal home. If you are faithful in the little things, you'll be faithful in the large ones. If you're dishonest little things, you'll be honest with greater responsibilities. If you're untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? And if you're not faithful to other people's things, why should you be trusted with things of your own? No one can serve two masters. You'll either hate the one and love the other, be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. So he's just telling him, he says, "Listen, man, even the heathen boss said, man, you're shrewd. I'll give you that. You did me a sorry job, but you knew when he was about to be fired. You made sure you had friends. You cut deals for everybody to save your own hide. You were still dishonest. You still cost him money, but you were shrewd enough to save your own hide." And he commended him. Jesus is telling the story. Jesus, the Son of God, died on the cross, raised from dead. Jesus is telling the story. You're smart. You're smart. At least you knew how to take care of yourself. Most people won't take care of themselves. So he's bragging on them. Acts chapter 14, verse 23, New King James. So when they appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed. What are they doing? Well, set up elders in all the churches. They're starting to build local churches everywhere. So we're going to do it. We're going to get ones we think got pretty good stuff together. We're going to lay hands on them. We're going to commend them to the Lord. Lord, we commit this man, this woman in your hands. Give them wisdom. Direct the affairs of this local church. So they commended them. They prayed over them. Laid hands on them. Commended them. Ooh, that's good. Matthew 6, verse 1, New Living Translation. Matthew 6, 1. Watch out. Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose from your Father in heaven. Don't do stuff to be admired by others. You do stuff to be admired by God. How do you get admired by God? You do what's right. You tell the truth, not half truth. Tell the truth all the time, even when it's uncomfortable. You tell the truth. The Bible says truth will set you free. Lies will get you ensnared. So God does not tolerate liars. As a matter of fact, if you read Revelation, liars are not allowed into the New Jerusalem. They said the outside are murderers, thieves, and all kinds of people. Liars are in that list of people that are outside the pearly gate. They don't make it in. God does not tolerate liars. Liars is a nasty sin. So don't lie. Start as a parent. Start teaching your kids, hey, I just need you to repent quick and forgive quick. Did you lie? Yeah, tell the truth. Yeah, I lied. Because the sooner you repent, the sooner you get out of it. But what happens? One lie will breed another. I didn't lie. And you're lying about lying. And then it gets deeper and it gets deeper. But if you're taught the word of God, you realize, how do I get out of this? Tell the truth. The truth will set you free. So one thing about being admirable, what do you admire? I admire a person who tells the truth. What did they mess up? Well, they told the truth. Did you mess up? Yes, I did. That was a dumb thing to do. I'm sorry I did that. That's wrong. It was illegal. It was immoral. It was wrong. But I admit it. And so there's several major stories in the Bible where Jesus forgave people, authorities forgave people. What do you want? I just want somebody to tell the truth and not keep lying. If you lie, at least tell the truth. Did you lie? I did. I shouldn't have lied, but I did. I'm sorry. I repent. I lied. And so let's start telling the truth. You'll be admired for it, I promise you. Good things will happen when you tell the truth. In Jesus' name. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.